I think it's always disappointing, you know, when the season finishes and you're not playing in the postseason. Sometimes you think about the opportunities that slipped away throughout the year. We had some opportunities last year to win some games. We didn't end up on the right side of it. You also start thinking about what you need to do to improve and get better for the next year. I think for me, you know, there was that feeling of, all right, I've got to find specific ways to try and get better. And certainly felt like I played better this year.
I can't wait until I know the offense inside and out, though, bro. Because we are going to kill people with it.
People think last year to this year, Matt's done so well this year, and he didn't do well last year. I mean, he did a great job last year. That was his first time in the offense. Like, man, it's just so much material you got to understand and get down. And it takes, you know, a little time to get to that point where you're comfortable and you're making those calls and you understand. Quarterback is a hard position to play. I mean, it's just so much on him. He has to get right.
When you've been in an offense for a long time and done things the same way, you don't think about it. You don't think about the terminology. You don't think about the little things. Learning a new one, you know, you kind of forget how much on autopilot you were. And I think that's when you play your best, is when you're not thinking out there. You're just reacting. You're playing. And so that's probably the biggest thing that changes when you're learning a new offense. You're just not as comfortable or as instinctual as you may be when you know it inside and out. Doesn't matter how much you study it. I think you have to do it. You have to go out there and you have to have the experiences on the field.
All together, 60 minutes. 1, 2, 3.
To me, a leader is someone who just doesn't fail. And I think Matt's that type of guy. Starting in January, I mean, he was obsessed with getting better. He does that year round. And I think it's paid off this year so far. Matt is always continually trying to get better and he finds a way.
I've always felt like no matter what, I was good enough to get the job done. As I've gotten older, my play has gotten better. Understanding situations, you know, playing winning football, that part of my game has gotten a lot better. And I feel like my process at this point in my career is the best it's ever been.
Now Ryan on a bootleg. Austin Hooper with nobody. Touchdown Atlanta.
Everybody can really make plays. And I mean, we have speed all around the board. And you can't really double just two guys, you know.
Sometimes you have one thing that you hang your hat on offensively or as a team. I think the unique thing about us as an offense is that you could hang your hat in a number of different areas. You know, that combination doesn't happen all that often. I feel like our versatility, our willingness to attack whichever way we want to, whether it's in the run game or the pass game, depending on who we're going against, I think that's one of the things that's made us successful.
Ryan throws, Sanu! Poor Ryan gonna gut it in the middle of the field. Touchdown, Julio Jones! And score for Atlanta! Ryan looks to throw, 15, 10, 5, Hardy caught it! Oh my goodness, another one! End zone, touchdown!
The way he takes the field, the way he performs, he's been the same way. I mean, you're gonna have, you know, plays that don't go your way in games, but I mean, you still gotta be the same person, you know? He's been there, and just who he is.